You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Does it seem like 2 hours have gone by? Well, the third and final hour is now upon us, so 1 hour left. Let's savor every second together. And we're going to end the show tonight. I'm going to go ahead and foreshadow this. We're going to end the show tonight. We're all going to do a group singing of Dixie. And we're going to sing Dixie, but we're not going to do the Mrs. Mary Will the Weaver or the battle anthem. We're going to just do the verse everybody knows. But that's later. Still to come. A quick announcement. I want to give a shout out to Butch and Pat Godwin. I'll be down at Fort Dixie. Lieutenant General Nathan Bedford Forrest is celebrating another birthday. He's having another party at Fort Dixie down in Selma, Alabama. I'll be in Selma. We're going to take Selma back, at least for a weekend. That's going to be on Saturday, July 30th. I'll be the guest speaker at Fort Dixie this year. And actually, I've got Pat's invitation in my hand. I brought it tonight so I could make this announcement. Listen to what she wrote. Great Confederate Fellowship. Now, they're going to have fried catfish and ice-cold watermelon all day long. That it doesn't get much more southern than that. James Edwards, host of the famous radio show, The Political Cesspool, out of Memphis, Tennessee, a natural orator, very interesting. I got to read this about myself after I've been outshone by every single guest that's been on the radio tonight. he fights for the South every day of his life and has some of the most interesting and notable guests on his radio program. Now, that much is true. We met James Dunn. He's another people, two people here, like Mike Gaddy, who I met in 2005. I took out a permit to interrupt Al Sharpton's march through Memphis, and we successfully were able to do that. I took out a permit at Confederate Park in Memphis, Tennessee. And we had a vigil there, and Al Sharpton canceled his planned march and settled for a standalone event at Nathan Bedford Forrest Park, where the general was buried at that time. And we drew more people than he did, much to the chagrin of the SPLC. I met Pat and Butch there at the vigil for Forrest, and we've been friends ever since. And they say, I guarantee he will not put you to sleep. Well, I hope I don't do that, but I will be at Fort Dixie later this month, and some all over the place this month in Selma, Alabama, last weekend of the month. So hope to see you there. And got a letter from Gene Andrews, who is the caretaker of the Nathan Bedford Forrest Boyhood Home in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. Gene writes, James, I think you've seen this little country cabin before. And yes, I was there when General Forrest was laid in state with his wife, and I was as far away from General Forrest's casket as I am from Mike Gaddy right now. We had these cards and envelopes printed for the Forrest home. Had a big fundraising event a couple of weeks ago. Gene writes, yes, sir, I'll be at Fort Dixie this year. Looking forward to seeing you and your family down there. And Gene enclosed a very nice contribution to TPC. Gene Andrews, one of our mainstay guests, really one of my best friends, great, great, great guy. So there are events like this taking place in other parts of the South. Gene hosted one at the Forrest Home. Butch and Pat are hosting another one at Fort Dixie, and we're here tonight in South Carolina. And, Mike, you were saying just a moment ago, I don't mean to be repetitive, but what did you say?
I don't remember.
Well, you got to turn on your mic.
I don't remember. I need to be repetitive, but I can't remember what I said.
Well, you're just talking about the atmosphere and the experience
here
tonight.
If I say that three or four more times, I'm probably going to just fall over because you can't match it. There's nothing here to match it. But I was thinking what kind of got my mind where you were complaining about all of the wonderful guests that we've had here and that you feel kind of second-rate.
Yeah, they got to tone it down a notch to make us look good.
You know, the Russians have a word for that, James.
What's that?
Tushishki.
I didn't know you were on your stand-up routine tonight, Mike. But, Mike, you know, here's the thing. It's not just us. There are other people. That's why I wanted to make mention of Gene and of Pat and other people in other states throughout Dixie. We're here in South Carolina. That's an event in Tennessee. That's an event in Alabama. And how about this one from Virginia? Now, two of our most generous supporters – in Tennessee were at an event in Washington County, Virginia. I'll read this very quickly. This was in the daily paper there. It's called the Bristol Herald Courier. It's all about the family. Rededication of Confederate statues relocated from Washington County Courthouse draws community members. And the article reads, out of Abingdon, Virginia, members of the Washington County, Virginia community gathered at a parking lot of the Washington County Administration Building on Friday for a rededication ceremony of the Confederate statues previously located on the lawn of the Washington County Courthouse in downtown Abingdon, Virginia. Derek McReynolds, who served as the master of ceremonies at the rededication, explained what the two statues are meant to represent. Welcome to the Confederate statue dedication. This is the day to honor Confederate statues which represent the men of Washington County who fought in the war between the states, McReynolds said. For Ruth Ann Holly, who is a dear, sweet lady and a member of our listening audience, a member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, the statues are a reminder of what her family fought to defend, from their land to their faith to their state's rights. They fought to protect their families. That's what they fought for. They fought for their farms, for their land. They fought for their families, for their blood. And they fought for their faith. This was a Christian culture. It wasn't multicultural. It was a Christian culture, predominantly Protestant, Holly said. The Confederate soldier fought for his land, for his people, for his country. His country was his state. So there are people out there, and I know I haven't met them yet, but they we have exchanged correspondence. She sent me a wonderful book, Christmas in the Confederacy, a couple of years ago, and she and her husband are generous supporters of this program. So there are people out there doing things. You just don't hear about it because media won't cover it, except for this program.
Oh, that's, you know, that is true. And, of course, you know, you try to keep the muzzle on as many people as you can. You don't want too many people talking about Whistling Dixie. So things happen, and they just don't want you to talk about Dixie. But I was just thinking something that we ought to mention, being that we are here in South Carolina, and that is the fact South Carolina started the ball. They're the ones who said, we're not taking this anymore. And, you know, they started the ball rolling, but a lot of people, and we talked about this today, a lot of people don't know that there were four southern states that voted not to secede until Lincoln ordered them to provide troops to invade the other seven, and then they said, Jack, this ain't working. No, we're not going to let that happen. So then they voted, you know, almost unanimously in all the other four states.
I want to go back to something we mentioned just a moment ago, your article, It's Not Your Flag. Tell us about that.
Well,
we talk about this every Confederate History Month, but this is a prime occasion as well. We're going to get to another young lady and our friend from RBN again.
Oh, for sure. Thanks, James. I couldn't hold a light to these two guys. But I wrote that. I got so tired. I got so fed up with seeing things about, the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag shouldn't be here. The Confederate flag shouldn't be there. It's racism. No one should have it. And just one day I sat down, James, and I said, you know, the thought hit my mind, it ain't your flag. Quit complaining about it. Doesn't belong to you, never belonged to you, has nothing to do with you. You don't have guts enough to fly it. You're not honored enough to fly it. Shouldn't even be a part. And that is, so I sat down, and of course I had two relatives in the 28th North Carolina, which caused me to, 26th North Carolina, I'm sorry, which caused me to write the article. So,
it's a wonderful article. We republish it just about every April, and we always have Mike on to talk about it. Mike Gaddy, my co-host tonight, the great Mike Gaddy. We'll be right back, everybody. Three segments still to come. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily one-stop website that will keep you fully informed. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of the big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as it provides truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first and in the historic American nation. Many Americans are finally waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America and Western civilization can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
It's a shame that we are approaching the final countdown. 2 hours and change of very fast paced. It's going by far too fast. I wish we could stay here all night long, but I was catching up just a few minutes ago during one of the breaks with a longtime friend and a longtime supporter. And when I say a supporter, I don't just mean a supporter who has given here and there over the years. I'm talking about a guy who's given every quarter for as long as I can remember. And he's a dear, good friend. And He said something to me just a moment ago that I'd like for him to say to the audience, because there's something I'd like to say in addition to that I think is even a bigger message, I hope.
Well, we just want to thank you, James. You're a professional. You could have written your own ticket with CNN or MSNBC, but you didn't go for the money. Those that work for those organizations, they're traitors, they're sellouts, but you went with your people, and that means so much to us, and we truly appreciate it.
I'm shaking the hand of this man, and he didn't want to be introduced by name necessarily tonight, but I'll tell you, you've meant a lot to me, and I told you just a moment ago, but I want to say it again, how much you've meant to me and how much you support. You take you away and 10 others like you, and I don't know if I'm here today. That's how much support you've given. Mance Jolly back here, who opened the show tonight. You want to say something about the gentleman we're talking about?
I do. I'm Paul, known as Mance Jolly. You know, we all stand on shoulders of giants. And the former proprietor, Scott, built a foundation. I have taken that over, and I'm creating more from that foundation. And some point in the future, there will be someone else that builds from that. But we keep the foundation solid and sound.
Well, if I could ask you this, because we were actually just talking about this off the air a moment ago. You were talking about keeping it going all these years in this community, and then our host here tonight taking it and doing something else with it, and something different, something more in some ways.
Paul's taking it in a great direction, and we appreciate it. He's been able to devote a lot of time to it, and what he's doing here is wonderful.
I just got to say, and this can't be overemphasized, if you've enjoyed the four broadcasts we've done from here, if you're having a good time here tonight, there are two men and two men only responsible for it. Right here, number one, and right here, number two. Let's hear it for them as loud as we can, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, you inspire me. You inspire me to do things, and this is what I was talking to you about. It's not about the individual, it's about the collective, and a man knows that. A man knows that a cause is greater than himself. Y'all know that, and y'all have given me hope we talk about hope and encouragement and inspiration and whatever that we can do with this broadcast that we can convey to the audience. Y'all have given that to me and through me in this show. Maybe we've inspired some others, but you both as individuals have done that for me. And so I thank you for that. I mean, we all need that. We all need the hope and encouragement. Y'all have instilled that in me. I want to shake the hands of both of y'all. I wish this was on television and not radio, but I'm shaking the hands of two heroes of mine, Scott and Paul. I love you both dearly, brothers. And thank you for everything you've done for me in this broadcast and for making possible these events. Both of you have done it together. Without one, it wouldn't have happened. It took both of y'all. Thank you both. Scott and Paul, ladies and gentlemen.
You're here.
All right. Hey, let's get back to our friend from RBN if we can. Now, you were still on the show at the end of the first hour. Everybody's stolen the show tonight. But remind us again who you are and your work at RBN. And as we continue, you got shortchanged a little bit kind of at the end of that first segment. So I wanted to give you a little more time because you did a fantastic job. Everything you've experienced since we last talked, even.
Well, thanks very much, James, for having me on with you again. My name is Stephen Douglas Whitener, and it's great to be here with this people. It's just the atmosphere is wonderful. It's like family. It is like coming home for Christmas, is the way I described it earlier. And I wanted to speak about myself maybe just a minute and tell
please
you
do,
how I
do.
Started with this. 30 years ago, I did battle with this company called Aquatech in Greer, South Carolina. These literally tried to kill me for not going along with the extortion scheme that they were planning. And for 30 years, I felt so beat down. I didn't talk about this at all with anyone until Richard Carey asked me to do an interview. And I haven't been able to shut up much since. And that a couple, 2.5 years or so ago, I weighed 330 pounds. I had to use a walker to get back and forth to my mailbox. And I put a bucket, wrote down in a bucket list, I wanted to get rid of that walker and be able to walk again.
What'd
and
you
I
do? Wanted, Looking at well, you now, what I the did, world did you do?
A number of things. It was not easy, but 2.5 years later, here I am. Also on that bucket list, I wanted to have my own radio show. And the second episode was today. And as a race, as a nation,
wow,
as a race.
Second episode.
So today, yes, on RBN. It comes on right after Farron's show. It's called Thought Crime Live. And as a race and as a nation, we have been beaten down for so long, but we are not beaten. Just like I wasn't beaten, neither are we. But people here, I mean, I can feel the spirit here, the hairs on my arm.
Amen.
Standing
Amen.
Up, man. This is family, this is what we need. We are all we need. We don't need the Federal Reserve. We don't need the powers that be permission to love ourselves and to love our nation and to rebuild again. You know, we will win in the end. And Hunter and
Marshall,
you guys really rock. I mean, it gives me so much hope to see that there are young people that are going to continue this fight, even after we're gone. We are not beaten. They think that it's a done deal. It's not a done deal. No, we are all we need.
I don't believe you've only been on the radio for two episodes. What is this guy doing there? If I could listen to my second episode, I'd cry.
Well,
we didn't even have archives back then. We were doing it on cassette tapes. But anyway, fantastic talent and fantastic enthusiasm and charisma, and what a message.
Well, I was beat down so long, James. I felt like there was no hope, that I was done for. And I realized, well, I have got to stop. I have got to change my attitude. I have got to do what I can do. I've got to stop worrying about them and start worrying about us and me. We have got to build back our nation. We have got to. We built this civilization.
Our race is our nation. You know, you
got to
differentiate between a nation and a country. Our race is our nation. Our nation is a people.
Exactly. And we can rebuild our nation. We have what it takes. The ones that think that we are hateful and racist, or we are the bad guys, you should come around and hang around these families, these beautiful children, and these people, and it's just awesome. I am so grateful to be here. I can't express it enough. I don't know. I might just cry like a little girl here. It feels so
well,
good to be home.
I hear fireworks outside, yeah. Or it's either fireworks or they're bombing us, and then I don't know.
It could
be the other one.
Yeah.
We'll see.
They would be a fool to attack this place, I think, unless they brought
the
army.
They'd have a fight on their hand.
Absolutely.
But in any event, you know, I had a good year at Republic Broadcasting. That was back in 08, 09. Then we came over here to Liberty News Radio, but there's great work being done there, great team at RBN. Tell us how people can catch your show and what the website is and all that good
okay,
stuff.
Okay, Republic Broadcasting Network is at republicbroadcasting.org. And Monday through Friday, Richard Carey hosts a show called Beyond the Official Narrative at noon Central, and I'm on with him often during the week. I'm his partner in thought crime, and on Saturday mornings, 10 Central, 11 Eastern, I follow Farron Schoaf's The Alternative Media with a show called Thought Crime Live, where we're planning this thought crime insurrection that we're going to have to perform. It's a thought war that we have to take back our own mind before we can take back our nation. They have poisoned our minds and brainwashed us with all of this evil. You know, we have got to think clearly again and make the plans. We have got to plan. And as long as we're planning and carrying out the plans with enthusiasm, they don't stand a chance, man. We are the ones who built this place, and we will rebuild it. We'll take it back.
I'm going to ask a lady friend of mine who's got a good opinion on what she hears. What do you think about this guy? She's not mic'd up, but she says, I love him. I love it when he said we don't have to ask for permission.
We do not need the powers that should not be permission to love our race and love our nation and to take it back. It gives me so much hope.
I believe we're
going to
win with people like you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm going to listen to your show,
awesome.
Republic Broadcasting. I'll be there.
Sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, how about this guy? Really good stuff. We'll be back. We got two more segments, but not enough. Not enough. Two more, but not enough. We'll do the best we can.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was returned to his home in Tokyo on Saturday. Abe was in Western Japan Friday on the stump for a fellow member of his party when he was fatally shot by a man who assumed that Abe was part of an organization he resented. Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the hearse carrying Abe's body drove by. There will be a new leader in Sri Lanka as that country's prime minister steps down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. No word if the president was inside of the home. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175. 8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A new law in Arizona will restrict how police are recorded come September. The state's Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed the measure this week. Its sponsor, Republican State Representative John Kavanaugh, is former law enforcement. He defended the proposal earlier this year on News Nation.
You're focused on the person you're arresting. If somebody suddenly starts to walk up to you, especially from behind, you don't know if it's an ordinary citizen filming you or an accomplice or friend of the person you're arresting is going to assault you.
Violators will be charged with a misdemeanor. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. It goes into effect in September. Elon Musk wants to untweet the deal he made with Twitter for $44 billion 3 months ago. An SEC filing includes a letter from one of his lawyers writing that the social media company has not responded to Musk's request for information concerning fake or spam accounts. You are listening to USA Radio News.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. James Edwards, Mike Gaddy, and the crew here in South Carolina. Mike, you received a most heartfelt message earlier in the broadcast tonight. Would you mind sharing that with the audience? It's about the aforementioned Joe McCutchen and Barb McCutchen, who we paid very deserved respect to in the first hour.
Well, James, I hope they don't get upset that we shared this, but I have shared it. I shared it with the originators of this event, and one gentleman with just emotion after reading it said, "That's why we're here."
And so that, you shared the message with one of the attendees, and he said, "That's why we're here." What is the message?
That's actually the guy running the show.
The top dog.
Here is, and I tell you what, this touched me. And here is the message. "I'm still weeping from the recognition you gave Joe. He isn't feeling well and in bed, so I told him what you said about him. He was very pleasantly surprised and extremely pleased. At 90 years old, he's facing a complete hip replacement surgery on Tuesday, but remains unbowed or unbeatable. I thank you deeply for that and for including me too. Wish we could be there with you in person, but we are in spirit. Barbara, you are here in our spirit. You always will be, and I promise you that."
That's what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. It takes the bonds of fellowship and the bonds of friendship and the bonds of family. That's what's going to beat the enemy. They don't have those things. They don't have ties that binds. They don't have an investment in eternity as we do. They have an investment in the temporal and in the here and now. And in the end, it'll be their undoing. And what you're talking about right now, that's going to be a key to our victory. These shows are always an encouraging delight. I believe that this installment will be no different. I want to give very quickly. No, you keep that. You keep that. Very quickly, Johnny. Johnny is one of the Jolly Boys here. And we're all tangled up here. Johnny, if you could come take my seat, actually. All the cords with all the different people coming in and out. Johnny's about lead, leather, and steel, and he is one of the Jolly Boys here in South Carolina, one of our mainstays. He's been on every show I've done here. Johnny, say hello. I want you and Mike to listen to a clip in just a moment, but first I want to give you the mic in your own right to say hello and talk about the day we've had together.
Well, it's been a very busy day. We've been going at it here since about 7:30. I've been pimping my leather wares since about 9:30.
And pretty brisk business I've seen over in your shop.
Look at those cords.
I know. We're gonna have Grace undo them in a minute.
Yeah, we've been doing. We've been really busy all day. The store and the leather shop. It's been a busy day. Very creative.
Now, last time you were on in January, we had a really good time. We had too much fun. I don't even know if we want to revisit that. We were talking about Cossack whips.
Yes.
Good for punishment, but not for recreational pleasure.
Yeah, no recreation there. Grace,
but you've got one for whatever the occasion may be in your shop, and well, I saw that. If you have to run out, Pussy Riot.
I can help. I don't have the hat yet, but I do have the whip.
Okay. Well, Johnny, it's always a delight to talk to you. You are one of the favorite characters I've ever met. I mean, you're actually larger than life. Is it raining?
Oh, yeah.
That's rain during either the middle of a fireworks show or the bombing of our
That's broadcast. The grand finale.
I guess that's going to take out the – I still hear fireworks. It's pouring down rain. I can hear it through the roof here, but I hear fireworks still. I wish I could be out there to see and experience that. That's a new one. Anyway, Johnny, you're a larger-than-life character and a larger-than-life guy. You're one of the coolest people I've met during this whole thing I've done over the last 20 years. And it's always, always, always a pleasure to share a fellowship with you. We had a good time last night.
It's always a pleasure when you come to town. We have great talks.
We
great
do.
Visits. And it's not just you. So many people come through, and we have stories, and I learn things about people's lives and where they're from. And they bring in antiquated weapons, and I look them up, and I give them the history of them. It's really cool. I get a cool story every day I'm here.
Well, that's great. And you're part of the community that's building and growing here. And you're doing something with your hands. I mean, it's a man's man type of job. You're doing something and you're giving a product to people that they're not going to get from Walmart or Costco or Target.
That's what I tell them.
Is that what you do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw your stack of receipts, too. So, hey, listen, Johnny, we talked about this last night, and I think we have just enough time to get to it. So, you know, we got a veteran here from Vietnam, Beirut, and Grenada. And we were talking last night about this 100-year-old veteran who, well, we're actually about to play the clip. It's gone viral. I was talking with David Duke on the phone earlier today, and he said, you know, I'd love to talk about it on the show next week. Everybody I've talked to has seen this clip. Okay, we were talking about it last night. Everybody has seen this thing. So we're actually going to play it, and our producer has got it queued up. I'm going to toss the headset over to you. And Mike's got a headset on, and Mike is a veteran, and you're, you know, you. Yeah, right, that's right. Talk about that.
I did nothing.
Okay,
all right. All right, helicopters in peacetime.
All right. Well, we're going to let you listen to this, and I want y'all both to respond to it. Let's go ahead and play the clip now.
I don't know. I've lived a good life. I mean, I've had a lot of happiness, smiling, telling everybody that everything was beautiful every day. If I went into my church and didn't say everything was beautiful, they'd think I was sick. And I'm not that way. I mean, I sincerely believe in this old world that everything is beautiful. I mean, if I wake up in the morning and see these plants out here and all those flowers that are in there and the green grass on the ground, that's beautiful. And people don't realize what they have. They bitch about it.
They do.
And then nowadays, I am so upset that the things we did and the things we fought for and the boys that died for it, it's all gone down the drain. Our country's gone to hell in a handbasket. We haven't got the country we had when I was raised. Not at all. Nobody will have the fun I had. Nobody will have the opportunity I had. It's just not the same. And that's not what our boys, that's not what they died for. It's just not it. I'm so sorry.
Holy cow. Does that hurt? You feel that in your heart?
Deep.
That, I tell you, to take the sacrifices that these people have made, and I don't say they made a sacrifice for apple pie and Chevrolet, but the sacrifices they made for each other. Greater love hath no man than he would lay down his life for his friends. And what they've done, and then to see that there's a group of bastards in this country that has taken that away from us, and that our children will not get to see the same country that he did and get to have the same advantages that he did, is just absolutely beyond words. What are your thoughts, sir?
I can't comprehend how far we've fallen in the last three generations since this. It's three, four, whatever. It's... Hell, it only took two generations for them to start the Heart Cellar Act and things like that post-war. It's mind-numbing. And it's been systematically just check to get us to where we're at. I don't see a recovery from this.
You know, I think of Patrick Henry, and I think of his speech at St. John's Church. And I read that about once a week because Patrick Henry lays it out. And I think he saw the same thing in 1775 that we see today. And he saw it. And he knew that our only way out of here was with God's help.
God's help. And we're talking smoting, burning, destroying. This experiment has failed. We have a cancer from within that there is no Band-Aid, stitches.
Can't fix this with a vaccine, can you?
You can't. I know a bunch of them that need the jab.
Yeah.
But it's hard to not be a nihilist.
Oh, well, great words. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you so very much. I'm sorry I didn't have more time to speak with him.
As a veteran, though, Mike, I mean, you know, it is what he fought for, though. He just didn't know it.
Well, he thought like so many of us did. We thought what we were fighting for, but we were fighting for each other, James. It was.
That's right. You know, when it gets down to it in a battle, you're fighting for your unit. You're fighting for your.
When it comes time to defend your brother, to defend his backside, you don't really care about mom, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's about
you're
each
fighting
other.
For the man next to you. That's greater, right. That's what it's all about.
Hath
That's
no
right.
man.
We're going to take our last break of the night. We'll be back for the final segment. Stay tuned, everybody. TPC in South Carolina.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com. We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Welcome back, everybody. The last segment of the show tonight. I hope that you've enjoyed what we've been able to present you this evening. It has certainly been our honor and a privilege, as we've already said. I hope we don't lose power here before the last 10 minutes of the show are up. There is a torrential thunderstorm going on right outside. I said earlier when the fireworks were going off, I didn't know if that was the fireworks show that was scheduled or if they were, we were being bombed by one of the one of the agencies.
The guy both was reinforcing our fireworks show. He held off all day.
Hold on. Let's let you tell it.
It had been predicted to be 70, 80, 90% rain all day today, and it held off until our last crescendo, and God reinforced that with his own natural show.
But the fireworks were still going off in the rain, so you weren't encumbered. How do you do a fireworks show in the middle of a down? And I'm not just talking about sprinkles or showers. That was a downpour out there. I just took a look outside. Yeah.
I'm wiping the water off of me now. It's on the top of the Ferris wheel.
That was a good old Southern frog strangler.
Well, I tell you what. Our grand finale tonight is going to be a group singing of Dixie from all the people who aren't drenched and haven't been driven out by the weather. But first, I want to come full circle and come back to how we started the show in the first hour. And that was with Mike Gaddy and Mark Tommy of the League of the South. Gentlemen, just take a couple of minutes to wrap this thing up, and then we'll gather in as many singers as we can And we're going to do a rendition of Dixie here live on the radio tonight.
Go first, Mark.
Well, I guess the parting comments that I would like to make is just to encourage all of my fellow Southerners out there to be hopeful for the future. You know, what we're doing here today, what the League of the South is doing as a Southern Nationalist organization is all about the future well-being of our people. When the League was started, our statement of purpose was given as we seek to advance the cultural, social, economic, and political well-being and independence of the Southern people by all honorable means. And we're still working hard towards that goal. And we will continue to fight the good fight until our beloved Southern states are free and independent of this evil U.S. empire.
Hey, well, folks, have the courage to be a Confederate, because I'm going to tell you straight up the pipe, baby, it's not for wussies. You either stand, you have the heart, you have the courage, or we don't want you anyway. It's not your flag.
The faint of heart need not apply.
Yeah.
If you're scared of being called an ugly name, then you need to just stay in the kindergarten playground with the rest of the cowards and let the real men do the fighting.
Yeah, and if your preference is for social justice warriors, take a different turn. We don't need you.
We're not about reforming the empire. We believe that reform of the empire is neither possible nor desirable. The Constitution will not save us. It hasn't saved us in 240 plus years. So it's time for we of the South to recognize that we need to strike for our independence again, that we could be a prosperous, self-governing republic. We would be one of the most energy-independent republics on the face of the earth. We would over half of the U.S. military's manpower comes from the South now, as it is. All those boys would be able to come home to fight with us if necessary. We have a great agricultural economy. We have energy. We have everything that we need to be an independent republic that could be prosperous, where our people could be truly free. You know, imagine not having to file that paperwork with the Internal Revenue Service every year and give up half of your income to people who hate you and are trying to destroy you. Imagine not having to have sodomites parading down your streets trying to debauch your children. You know, imagine closing your borders and controlling the immigration of who comes in to live in your country. The South can do all of those things and more if she is free and independent. But as long as our people want to remain part of this debauched, rotting, evil empire, our interests will always be subservient to theirs. We will be used and abused until we are eradicated. And I, for one, am not going to be eradicated without a fight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great, great comments, Mark. And, you know, here's the thing, and I've told people over and over, I will not go out of this life on my knees to man. It's not going to happen, and there's no way. And, you know, if you bring the fight, you'll get the fight.
Yep.
And that's what we have to be prepared to do. But we have to be prepared to educate.
Yeah.
Marcus Tullius Cicero said, "A people who are unaware of their own past will be forever children." Look around you at the average IQ of these idiots who are out here playing in the streets for LGBTQ2, whatever they call that stuff.
Oh, yeah. They wear their feelings on their shoulders, and they're constantly offended by everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that those feelings are so important to people. You know, I've been warned about that.
Oh, yeah.
But I really don't care. I'm going to honor my Southern heritage. I'm going to honor my Southern ancestors. I'm going to honor my fellow Southerners that are all here in every place that they are.
Absolutely.
I'll honor them every day, because by honoring them, I honor my ancestors.
Absolutely.
And we have to do it. We cannot be timid. It's no time for the timid.
No, the manly men have to step up, and as Dr. Hill likes to say quite often, we have to be prepared to play the men. You know, it's time for us to realize that's what it's going to take. Do manly things and wait for the Lord, and everything else will take care of itself.
We're going to take a break right there. I was just sharing with our host tonight, the man who made all of this possible, that Mike Gaddy and Mark Tommy and Marshall and Hunter tonight were really, I mean, everybody was fantastic. There was no weak points. There were no points where it's like, okay, you know, this is filler. No, everybody was on point, A plus. But we're talking about four people who met at this event and pairing up together on the radio for the first time, having never even met before today or yesterday, and just making incredible, incredible observations and commentary. We're going to do a singing of Dixie here in just a moment, but first, I know you, my friend, wanted to say a final word.
Yeah, I did, James. There's always hope, and our future's bright. Get your sunglasses on, put your shades on, because white boy summer is coming back.
White boy summer, I keep hearing that. What about fall and winter and spring? You know, we could do that too.
One season at a time, James.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see. Everybody that is still here that hasn't been rained out, gather in as close as you can. We're gonna sing the national anthem here, and we're gonna see our national anthem, of course. And we're just gonna sing the chorus everybody knows. We're not gonna do the extra choruses, and we're not gonna do the war version. I love them all. We're just gonna sing the one that people might remember. So as close as we can, and with the time we have remaining, I'm going to hand the mic here. You can put it in that direction. I'll put a mic in this direction, and we're gonna have to do this a cappella. I don't think we're gonna have a piano accompaniment. Is that the word? I got close enough anyway. Yeah, we don't have a banjo either. All right, everybody knows Dixie, right?
Yeah! Yeah! Woo!
Woo! 1, 2, 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born, in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixieland I'll take my stand, to live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south of Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
That was from the heart, ladies and gentlemen. That was from the heart. Now, Mark Tommy was actually singing in the key. He's got a good voice.
Well,
our Lord tells us to make a joyful noise, does he not?
No doubt.
Hey, how about that, ladies and gentlemen? But hey, as I always like to say when we do that, we were probably the only radio program to do that in the country tonight. I think that's a pretty safe bet.
I think that's safe.
Pretty. You think I can get some odds on that?
For an enthusiasm.
Hey, Mike, we got to say goodbye to you. We're wrapping up. We got a minute left. Do you want to give a parting shot? You've been a wonderful co-host tonight. I've really enjoyed presenting this broadcast with you. I got to tone down whatever. I don't even know what mic I'm on here.
James, buddy, I'll owe you forever. This one right here, the ability to meet these people, to talk with these people, you can't buy that in today's world. You know, I couldn't go out and spend a month and round up the people of this caliber that we had here tonight.
There was hundreds of people here throughout the course of the day. Hundreds of people.
Obviously. Children, one family with 10 kids. Oh, love that.
Here in the South, here in Dixie. And we've actually got the meaning of the word Dixie here. If people don't know it. $10 bills in New Orleans before 1860 were printed with Dix, D-I-X. That's the French for the word 10. Hence, the land of Dixies, or Dixieland, which applied to Louisiana and eventually the whole South. So that's how we got Dixie. The more you know, there's a fun fact. It's been an amazing show.
Wonderful.
Mike, to be here with you after all these years, you were one of the very first guests we ever had on, one of the truly originals. You and Joe, and to be back with you here this evening, very special.
Our pleasure,
I won't
brother.
Forget it.
Our pleasure.
I'm shaking the hand of the great Mike Gaddy right
Thank
now.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
I won't forget it. And great show, our fourth time here. at this event in South Carolina. Hope many, 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 many more to come. Keep your support coming if you enjoy broadcasts like this. So for the entire team here in South Carolina, for our production staff in Florida and in Utah, I'm James Edwards. Good night, God bless, and God save the South.
Amen. Air. Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.